Part 3.
Now, I'd like you to talk about something together for about 3 minutes. I'd like you to imagine your cousin Jane is celebrating her 18th birthday, and you want to buy her a present so that she will remember the occasion. She prefers indoor to outdoor activities and is always interested in trying out new hobbies and pastimes. Here are some ideas for presents. First, talk to each other about what things might or might not make suitable presents. Then, choose which two things you think would make the best presents.
Right then, let's think about it. I know Jane isn't that fond of jewellery, but maybe we could get her a watch, since they make an elegant present and she would always have it to remind her of her birthday.
It's a nice idea, but have you thought of the cost? Good quality ones can be very expensive. And I wouldn't want to buy something cheap and unreliable. How about a bottle of perfume? It's feminine and personal, and all girls like perfume.
Yes, but she'll have finished the bottle in no time. I think we should get her something a little more long-lasting. I know. Why don't we get her a puppy? They have some adorable ones in the pet shop. She'd have lots of fun with it.
I think a puppy would be a very bad choice, because they need so much looking after. Jane isn't really the outdoor type, so she wouldn't be into taking it for walks all the time.
That's true. So there's no point in suggesting trainers either, I suppose, even though an extra pair is always useful. My friend Jason absolutely loved the pair I bought him for his birthday, but he's an athletics freak. I admit, not like Jane. Oh dear, we'll probably end up having to buy her a box of chocolates, the standard thing for celebrations when you can't think of anything else.
But they would disappear even more quickly than the perfume. And have you forgotten that Jane is always watching her weight? I don't think she'd thank you for chocolates. Maybe some CDs would be a good idea, because she could play them at her birthday party and remember the occasion that way.
Of course, that would be perfect. And she spends a lot of time listening to music at home, so she would welcome a few more to add to her collection. Let's get her two or three by her favourite group.
Are you sure you know which ones, though? You don't want to buy her a CD she already has. On second thoughts, I was thinking she might like to have something a little more creative. I know photography is something she's been wanting to take up as a hobby. How about getting her a camera instead? I think she's only got her mobile phone camera, and it doesn't take very good pictures.
But didn't we say that Jane's not a great one for spending time outdoors? Surely that's when a camera is most useful. Comes into its own taking outdoor shots.
Yes, but Jane's very artistic. She told me she's keen on doing photographic portraits. The best choice would be a camera. Then she could open her present and photograph the party with it.
Okay, you get to the camera and I'll get her the CD of my mate Ian's new band. It's really great and I know she doesn't have it.